My latest book is about reverse psychology. Please don't buy a copy.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It is always an honor to speak to school bus drivers, especially since I was once kicked off a school bus. I was 12 back then. We were on a school trip, 3 hours from home. The bus driver said I could come back on the bus if I sat right at the front, right behind him, where he could reach me. He liked me that much. Bus drivers have heard plenty of bus driver jokes, but I couldn't resist the joke about how I was a homely infant. In fact, my mom took me onto the bus one day and sat down beside some guy who said, "That's a homely child. That is the homeliest child I have ever seen." She was so angry, she stood to her feet and yelled, "Bus driver, bus driver, this man insulted me. Do something." The bus driver pulled over. He stopped the bus and told the man to apologize. Then he said to my mother, "You come sit in the front. The seats are nicer up here anyway, and I've got a nice seat right here for you and a banana for your monkey." One bus driver told me that when summer ends, he feels like he's going back to jail. I heard this from a school teacher once, too. "Oh, sure," he said, "you get weekends off and all, but you don't get to choose the inmates. You're pretty much stuck with them for a year." Well, I hope you don't feel trapped or insignificant in your work today. But if you do, would you remember three things? Here's the first one. If you think you're too small to be effective, you've never been in bed with a mosquito. Small things make a huge difference. A single letter can change the movie Star Wars into Sitar Wars. And if a single letter can make a huge difference, how much more can you? Let's be known for our smile, not our frown. I don't think we adults have a clue how much it means when we simply listen to or encourage a child. When we remember that they are loved by God, that many are dealing with things at home that we can't imagine. One kind, well-placed sentence from you can lighten their load, even change their life. Number two, when surrounded by the bad, go looking for good. Are people you work with driving you up a wall? Remember two secrets from the book of Proverbs. A soft answer turns away wrath, and the mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life. At 16, Eddie bought a camera and snapped 50 photos. Only one turned out, a portrait of his sister at the piano. Eddie's mother insisted that this one picture was so beautiful, the 49 failures didn't matter. Her encouragement convinced him to keep snapping. Edward Steichen almost gave up the day he shot his first picture, but went on to become one of the world's most renowned photographers. The vision to spot excellence in the midst of failure is a heavenly gift each of us can use. Number three, play to an audience of one. In the end, we aren't here to please or impress others, but to live faithful, thankful lives devoted to the God who loves us and gives us incredible value and purpose. One bus driver told me after I spoke that each child coming onto her bus is greeted and later prayed for by name every day. Isn't that fantastic? Wow. I couldn't stop thanking her. That is a bus driver with purpose who is spreading joy and hope to the next generation. Those kids will remember that, I promise you. Thanks for your love and care for those who call your number, enter your office, eat your lunch, or climb onto your bus today. Whatever it is you do, way to go. And also, thanks for listening. I better go. My wife says she's just come back from shopping and she brought me a banana.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.